Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and when we go on the road. And be sure to check out the latest edition of the How to Do Everything podcast. This week, an all-animal episode with bulls, bears, and the wild, untamed Peter Sagal. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello?
Hi,
is
who's this?
Is this the planet Earth?
It is, oh, yes. I'm afraid you have the right number.
Oh, good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Marblehead, Massachusetts. I'm Sonia.
Marblehead, Massachusetts?
Yes.
I know Marblehead very well. I spent almost all my summers there growing up.
Indeed.
And what do you do there in beautiful Marblehead?
Well, mostly nowadays I veg around on the couch when I'm not at school in New York.
Honey, is it you? I thought you were one of my kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to our show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
My dating account is inactive because the website has gotten proactive. Turns out their AI says, don't date this guy. He's old, and he's just not...
I don't know, reactive?
Mm-hmm. You mean like he's a noble gas?
That was the first thing I thought of when I was saying reactive. Yeah. I don't know about you, Peter.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, attractive.
Exactly right, attractive. Yes. So a new dating app is taking the sting out of online dating and replacing it with blunt force trauma. So normally you rely on other, say, Tinder users to let you know how unattractive you are by ignoring you. But this new dating app, it's Blink with a Q. They use science to do it. The app has artificial intelligence. It analyzes your photo, other data, and issues one of six ratings from, and this is the true, from the lowest rating is, and then, okay, and it works all the way up to stunning and then godlike.
The lowest rating is
Well, it's like it's more like you say, hey, Lynn, let me show you a picture of my girlfriend, and they go,
Yeah, right.
The real lowest rating is, I know her mother. Would you do me a favor? All right, well, Sonia, here is your next limerick.
I'm smartphone adept, no old fogey. The ladies know they can approach me. When I swipe and sect you all, it will not be textual. Just a wink and a fruit-shaped...
emoji.
Emoji! Yes. Everybody loves emojis.
Of we all we use them. Nobody right? would get that.
Yeah. Ooh. Little winky smiley faces, the happy thumbs up. But a survey out this week correlates people who use a lot of emojis with the people who think most about sex.
Even us, the godlike people?
Ugh. Even you, Greg, the godlike.
Also, I think this has revealed the real challenge of rhyming anything with emoji, basically.
It's true.
But you got there.
You
did. Yeah,
good.
We got there. Yeah.
So, Sonia, here is your last limerick.
I'm hirsute. Rest assured, there's no lack there. I'm part Wookiee, part wolf, and part black bear. My friend was real brave. He clipped, trimmed, and shaved, and carved bold brunette art in my...
back hair.
Yes, back hair. An Idaho man, or possibly a short brown bear, has released a calendar with each month featuring a different image shaved into his hairy back.
No!
Yes!
No!
It's the perfect gift for someone who wants to know what day it is and also wants to barf. For January, this is true. January, the man's back is shaved into the little picture of two champagne glasses for the new year.
Oh, my
July,
God.
It's a back hair American flag.
Oh, no, not back here, American flag.
Yes. Now, you might look at these pictures and say, come on, that's not art. My kid could shave a flag into his back hair.
The back hair calendar is also letting everyone know that he is no longer sexually available.
Yes, that's true.
Bye-bye.
Because it forms an anti-chick perimeter.
Definitely.
In its very existence.
Can you imagine, like, going home with this guy and just... discovering this on your own.
Especially when it says surprise, when you get a shirt off. You have already won.
You know, even...
what if your name was carved in already?
Bill, how did Sonia do on our quiz?
For Sonia, I think we should grant a perfect score.
I think we will.
You got the hard one. Thanks,
well
Sonia.
Well done. Congratulations, Sonia.